The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, this is Araceli Reyes, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. The long-awaited Japanese visual kei rock band Versailles Philharmonic Quintet had their first concert in Toronto on November the 7th at the Mod Club as part of their Versailles 10th Anniversary World Tour, a presentation by J-Rock North Promotions. The band is known for their elegant performance in their music and physical appearances. Formed in 2007 by guitarist Hizaki and vocalist Kamijo, Versailles is a symphonic power metal band with neoclassical influences from Tokyo. The band consists of vocalist Kamijo, guitarist Hizaki, guitarist Teru, bassist Masashi, drums Yuki, and internal member Jasmine Yu. Joining me via Skype is Araceli Reyes. Araceli has been a fan for over 10 years and attended the concert and the meet and greet in Toronto. She will share her experience of their first live in Canada. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The long-awaited visual kei J-Rock band Versailles Philharmonic Quintet had their first live in Toronto on November the 7th at the Mod Club as part of their Versailles 10th Anniversary World Tour, a presentation by J-Rock North Promotions. The band consists of Kamijo vocal, Hizaki guitar, Teru guitar, Masashi bass, Yuki drums, and eternal member Jasmine Yu. Joining me via Skype is Araceli Reyes, a fan of Versailles. Welcome to Beach Corner, Araceli. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Hi, it's good to be here.
So for those not familiar with Versailles, can you describe their music?
I would say if gothic metal hard rock had a baby with classical music, this is what you'd be listening to. It's very loud, but it's so well composed and constructed. And like I said, it's got those beautiful blends together. The lyrics are really detailed, and you can feel the emotions, even if you don't understand what Kamijo is saying.
So Versailles is known for their dramatic stage presence. Can you elaborate about that?
Yep, and dramatic in terms of they have these big, detailed, beautiful, gothic, Victoria French-style outfits. And they're very, actually, it was interesting. They said once in an interview that to get ready for these shows and to wear these outfits, they would put sandbags and hang them inside their outfits to get used to the weight as they're performing and as they're playing and as they're drumming. And this is so that they can physically be ready to perform because they get hot and it gets exhausting. But that's how committed they are. So their concerts are supposed to be dramatic. They're supposed to be exquisite. But yeah, this is a testament to just their commitment to their craft. It's their aesthetic.
So Versailles is a visual kei J-rock band from Japan. So let's talk about Hizaki, the guitarist, and his role in Versailles.
So he is the main guitarist. He is the composer. And yes, it's a he, even though he's wearing a dress. And interestingly enough, back when Jasmine Yu was the bassist, he was also wearing a dress. I myself sometimes refer to them as female when they're in the gowns. And I think it's cute, and I think it's kind of funny when you realize that they're men. But aside from that, Hizaki is a talented guitarist. And it just adds that flair that she's in the dress. Sorry, again, I said she. It's a he. But again, it's funny that that's... And some Japanese bands are known for that, I guess, the androgyny, that they can do male and female, and it doesn't really matter. Either way, they're beautiful, and the performance is beautiful, and Hazaki always does that wonderful flair. I'm just remembering when she was in a wedding dress. It's a popular cosplay that fans do, which is Hazaki in the wedding dress. In some ways, it makes him more memorable. You remember Hazaki, the one in the dress.
The one in the dress that we refer sometimes to she, and but it's a he, definitely.
Yes.
Now, yes. How much do you know about the internal member, Jasmine Yu? Unfortunately, I hear that he has passed away a few years ago, or many years ago. What do you know about Jasmine?
It breaks my heart because I don't think I appreciate what a talented bassist he was until after he was gone. Probably one of the most uniquely costumed of the group, always in the really bright purples, always with the jewels on his face, and the big feather headdresses. He was a bit of a magician. A magician. I remember that sometimes in the middle of the concerts in Japan, he would stop and do a few little illusions here and there. And I remember also the lovely tribute that they did after he passed. They went ahead and released an album called Jubilee. And if you listen to it, it's quite unique from some of their other stuff because it's not as hard. It's a very soft, soothing sound. But it's almost like they let the light back into the room after he was gone. I think it was such a beautiful tribute to him.
It's so nice how they do pay tribute to him during their performance. So how did you discover the band?
It's interesting. And I'm going to go back to the Hazaki and the looking like a female thing, because I was 17 and I was watching a music video of another band. And I saw Kamijo in a little square preview of the YouTube. I clicked on it, and it was him and his first band singing Metamorphosis. And he hadn't opened his mouth yet, but I just saw the long curly hair and the big blue gown. I thought to myself, that is the most beautiful woman, and she's in a metal band, and this is awesome. And then she opened his mouth. And then I realized it was a man, but I listened to the whole thing. The music video was so beautiful. That's where the blue roses comes in, because there's a blue rose that he holds and plays with throughout the video. And then I found out that he was going to be starting Versailles, and I couldn't be happier, and that's where it started.
What is it that you like about Versailles?
Like I said, I love the gothic aesthetic and the costumes. I mentioned before that I love the combination of the heavy metal and the classical music. I love how everything that you see them on stage doing is all their hard work. Three of the band members, Hizaki, Teru, and Kamijo, they're the ones that compose all their music, and Kamijo does most of the lyrics for all of their music. So it really is just theirs. It isn't like other bands where they have a lyricist and a composer, and then you have the person singing and interpreting their music. They don't need to interpret it. They know what's in their heart, and that's what they're putting out on stage.
So how long have you been a fan?
Yeah, since the beginning. So this would have been 10 years ago.
Wow. Well, joining me via Skype is Arcely Reyes. She's a fan of Versailles. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Skype, Arcely Reyes. So, who's your favorite Versailles band member?
I might be biased, but it's definitely Kamijo, the vocalist.
And describe Kamijo for people who don't know him. He's quite extravaganza the way he dresses himself.
Extravagant is is a good word. That's what my father used when we saw him at his 20th anniversary world tour in New York 2 years ago. But yeah, he's been in the industry for, as I said, 20 years. Definitely is extravagant, dramatic. His performances are always so, like, he does everything. He does the strut during Masquerade. He'll wave his arms. He'll put a knee up on one of the speakers just to sing. He's always interpreting in his face and his body movement the song that he's singing. He's incredibly talented. He composes a lot of the music in the band and, of course, during his solo career. His hair color changes a lot. And I mentioned that because none of us were expecting him to come out with the black hair. It's a new thing. But when he did, I remember at the concert, all of us just going and screaming just because we loved it so much. But yeah, he's definitely a dramatic, extravagant character. It's a good thing. I absolutely adore him.
He really comes off like a prince. He's like your Prince Charming.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So do you have a favorite song?
I mentioned it. It's Masquerade.
Excellent. That's probably my favorite song. Masquerade. Yeah. So fans have been waiting for a long time for their beloved band Versailles to perform in Canada. Tell us about your experience being at the concert at the Mott Club on November the 7th.
Yeah, I never thought it was going to happen. So when it did, I was excited. I remember buying my tickets, I think, 3 months ahead when they first went on sale. And I was waiting in the cold with a gigantic bouquet of flowers in a glass basket and smaller flowers for the individual band members with some drawings that I had did. So I was super excited. I couldn't believe that this was happening. And I just remember thinking to myself, I hope it goes well because I really want them to come back. I was really happy to see that there was at least 100 more people in line waiting to see this band. And then once we were in, I remember picking a spot that was kind of in the center so I could see everything and experience everything. And it was so good. Seeing them live is probably the best thing because they're always performing. They do the turns that you see in the music video. Camijo has his shtick where he put his arms around Hizaki and Teru as he's singing. He likes to poke fun at his fans. I remember, for example, they took a break for the next song, and he turns to Teru and he asks him, well, say hi to everybody. And Teru just kind of goes, hi. And then he's like, no, don't be shy. And he also did this thing where we gave him a Canadian flag and we all signed it. And he twice tried to entrap Musashi in it.
Aww.
So they always have a lot of fun. And it was great. The music was so good. It was loud. Their music is extremely loud. One thing I'll mention is I kind of wish they had turned up the mic on Camijo because it was a little softer in comparison to the music, but I really think it's because they're not necessarily prepared for how loud the other instruments is going to be, because it's unique. They have the two twin guitars, and then they've got the bass, and then they've got the drums. So I think that's what it really is. Something similar happened in the New York tour, and I think that's really what it is. But it was still so great.
Excellent.
And it was a great set.
So now tell me, you went to the meet and greet. How was that?
The meet and greet was lovely and it was adorable. And up until it happened, we weren't really sure. Well, I wasn't sure what to expect, but they got us in a line. We had our packages, we had our bracelets because it was for VIP members only. So the people who paid for the VIP package. And we got to shake hands and say something to each band member, which was, and I said thank you in Japanese over and over, which is, arigato gozaimasu. I said it to every single one. And it was wonderful because they shook back and they looked right at you every single time. And it was so amazing. And everybody, I was worried, but everybody, they were all so well behaved. The band was gracious. We all had a good time. And then we all got to toast with a little cup of champagne. We got to click glasses with the band members too, if we were close enough. I was close enough. So
nice.
It was lovely.
And now you said you brought some gifts to them. Did you give them your gift?
Sadly, I couldn't give it to them personally, but they had boxes and baskets so we could place our gifts as we were entering. But yes, I did. I gave them each. So I do chibi drawings of the band because I also sell them at Anime North. And so I gave each of them a little bookmark of a chibi that I had drawn of each of them with their rose, and then a giant bouquet of roses that was literally from the street team, so the U.S.-Mexico street team. So those people that had come over and joined with us, we all pitched in some money together to get this big red and white bouquet because it was happening in Canada.
Now, you mentioned there were some fans that came from Mexico. Did you meet any other fans that traveled to come and see Versailles in Canada?
I did. I apologize if I don't remember all of their names, but a small group of us met at the El Gato Noir, which is a little Italian cafe right beside the Mod Club, actually. We met there the night before just to talk about, you know, our excitement of the band. We exchanged some gifts. We all signed a fan book that they had created for us to give to the band, and we signed the flag there as well. Rada, I don't think she's from Mexico, but she went to their concert in Mexico. She's from Texas. And Dee, who's from Alabama, I believe. So I met up with them, and they've been to many of their concerts. I think Rada's been to Europe, which is amazing. So she's actually followed them everywhere, and it was so lovely to hear her talk about her experience and things like that. Yeah, it was so good to meet other people that like the same music that I do.
That's amazing to travel so far away and to come and meet together. So do you think the band enjoyed their experience in Canada?
Yeah, I think they did. I think they had a lot of fun. I remember, for example, Camijo, just before he sang, I think, the encore set, he said, thank you. He said, we love you. We love what we do. We love music. He said Canada all the time. And he was he remembered to say Toronto. He remembered to say Canada. The pulling out of the flag was really awesome. I think they really did have a good time. And I think the meet and greet also was a testament to how much fun they were having as well. There were a lot of smiles, especially from them during the meet and greet. I remember seeing that, and I feel so happy because I wanted them to have a good time. I want them to come back. So it was good to see that they had a good time.
How sweet! Where can we find more information on Versailles?
Definitely on their website. I believe if you Google Versailles Philharmonic Quintet or Chateau Agency, I believe that's who they're with. Each band member has also their own fan club that anybody interested can also look up and be a part of. And they have like Facebook. Once upon a time, they had MySpace, which is where I followed them first. And then as they moved on to the other social medias, I followed there as well.
Now, I understand no photos or videotaping were allowed during the performance.
Unfortunately, yes. There was no video, no photos. We had to keep our phones and our cameras off and away.
And this is requested by the band, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Arcelie, for being my guest. And we look forward to seeing Versailles once again, hopefully in the near future in Canada.
Absolutely. I hope so, too. Yeah.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Arcelie Reyes for being my guest, and special thanks to Versailles Street Team member and ex-Japan Street Team leader Roseanne Nagy for making this interview possible. If you would like to be part of the Versailles North American Street Team USA and Canada, visit their Facebook and Twitter pages. And for more information on Versailles Philharmonic Quintet, can be found at chateau-agency.com/Versailles. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Diana Chicky. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.